ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
To the Solomon Islands now, where Manuse Sogavare has abandoned his bid to remain Prime Minister after his party won just 15 of the 50 seats in parliamentary elections. Solomon Islanders went to the polls 2 weeks ago, but no party has won a clear majority. It's increasingly likely that the next government will be formed by a coalition of opposition parties who've spent the past few days locked in negotiations. On Thursday, the 50 newly elected MPs will hold a vote to decide who will be the Prime Minister. Dorothy Wickham is the editor and founder of Melanesian News Network and joins me now from the Solomon Islands. Dorothy, it's good to have you back on RN Breakfast. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
So how does this vote work on Thursday, Dorothy? What are we expecting to happen?
Well, basically, all the members of parliament will be voting by secret ballot. So we wouldn't also know who's voting for who. But it will be all based on the nominations that will be finalised 4 p.m. local time here today.
What's the feeling being like amongst people in Solomon Islands as they're waiting for this decision to come through, given that they went to the polls 2 weeks ago, Dorothy?
Yeah, I think people got a bit frustrated. And worried too, I think, that the leaders are not quickly deciding which side they're going to be. I think there was a lot of talk about removing or reviewing or amending the Political Parties Act because of the fact that the independents were creating this slow negotiating because they were the ones who were not locked into any party. So that was the feeling over the last week. And it was a bit of a relief for everybody to finally get a word or get word from our party that they decided, and they went public yesterday when Manasi Sogavare, our caretaker prime minister now, publicly in a press conference announcing that he would not be contesting the seat for prime minister.
This is the first election since Prime Minister Sogavare, of course, made that security pact with China last year. How much of an issue has that been in the minds of voters, do you think, in this election? How would you describe it?
To be really honest with you, I think a lot of Solomonanders were voting more on their frustrations with the lack of what they feel is movement in terms of improving their normal livelihood situation in terms of health. There was a lot of complaints about health over the last 2 years, that government was neglecting the health sector. And also education, things like water. And then now that, because we have a very high youth population, which is about, I think, 76% of our population is between the age of 15-35. Employment was also very high on the list, the ability to earn. So it's not really based on the geopolitics. I think it's mostly based on what Solomon Islands feel is important for themselves now.
What would your assessment be of Prime Minister Sogavare's time in office? How would you rate his performance as a leader in that time?
Mr. Sogavare is a very disciplined leader. That's one thing about him that I always acknowledge. He's always at his office early. And when he takes a position, he takes it and he doesn't let anybody push him around. That's his strength also. And I think when he wanted something to be achieved, I think he ensured that he he led his party towards what he wanted to be done. I think that would be his strength. I think, to be fair to Mr. Sogomare, I think the switch to China, I think the negative impact on him and his party, I think it became more targeted on him as the leader of our party, deciding to switch, even though it was a government decision, not just his personal decision, but everybody seemed to have tagged this on him personally. And I think the Western media also played a part in ensuring that he got, what will we say, he was the one who was mostly picked on in terms of why this decision was made.
Dorothy, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally.
That's Dorothy Wickham there, the editor and founder of Melanesian News Network.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.